The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, and welcome to Resurrection Power for today. Resurrection Power for today. The Lord has gloriously ushered us into the month of June 2022, the sixth month of the year 2022. This is the first half of the year. The month that divides the year into two. Hallelujah. What a glorious month. The Lord has been so faithful and so good. I am telling you, some people are late. But we, by the grace of God, He has endowed us with the strength and the ability to live and to meet this month. And not only to live and to meet this month, but this day. Hallelujah. We give glory to God. Yesterday, the Lord crossed us over into the new month. Yes, I'm already beginning to receive, acknowledgement about yesterday's crossover, how powerful it was. And we give glory to God. We give glory to God. We give glory to God. Yes, this morning we want to pray our theme for the month. Our theme for the month. And I am reading Matthew chapter 6, verse number 10. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 10. Verse 9 and 10. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I read that again. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Philippians chapter 3, verse number 20. Philippians 2, verse number 30. No, is it Philippians 2? No, Philippians 3. Philippians 3, sorry. Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse number 30. But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me continue, verse 21. Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. My God, we have a future. Mandelebo shekelebo. We have a future. Beloved, as I shared yesterday, if you know who you are as a Christian, beloved, let us strive to go into the Word of God and to know who we are. Don't live by the accolades of people. No. Don't live by what people say about you. You yourself should be convinced or convicted by the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God of who you are. Every child of God that is born again is a covenant child of God. Every child of God that is born again is a heaven citizen. Our citizenship is in heaven. Look, when we were in Southern Ghana Bible College, those days they call it Southern Ghana Bible College. Now it has been upgraded to Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. When you hear seminary, it's like a university. Seminary can offer degrees. And when we were there, the white man missionary, Reverend and Mrs. Hollandsworth, who were teaching Ghana for many years. I tell you where they live on the mountain. We call the place Oklahoma. Look, when you enter their room, when you enter the compound, even the smell is different. You smell America. You enter their hall, you smell America. Even the water they drink and bath, they bring it from America. I'm telling you, the water they drink and bath, they bring it, they come and store it in containers from America. Because they are citizens of America. When you are a citizen of a nation, that nation protects you. That nation watches over you and sets its eyes on you. When you are a citizen of a nation, that nation fights for you. That nation defends you. That nation speaks for you. When you are a citizen of a nation, the government of that nation watches over you wherever you are. That nation provides for you. Anyone that touches you is in trouble with that nation. I want you to know, child of God, that anyone that touches you is in trouble with heaven. Heaven is a realm, God's kingdom. Our theme for this month and this morning's prayer is Thy Kingdom Come, heaven on earth in the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ. The technicians can just make it Thy Kingdom Come, heaven on earth. Thy Kingdom Come, heaven on earth. The disciples wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray. Because they were watching him pray and the result that his prayers bring, they say, no, please teach us to pray. And he told them, when you pray, pray like this, Thy Kingdom come. Thy Kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Beloved, this is a big thing. As I told you yesterday, there are three personalities involved when it comes to the kingdom of God. First, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he and what is his role? Jesus' role is the authorizer. He is the one who authorizes the kingdom of God. He is the one who authorizes heaven on earth. He came to authorize. Yes, he is the authorizer. Yes, he gives the way. He mandates that this thing should happen through his death on the cross and his resurrection. By his death on the cross and the resurrection. By his death on the cross and the resurrection. By his death on the cross and the resurrection. So we can say by the power of the cross, Jesus is the authorizer by the power of the cross. When you hear that term, power of the cross, is a terrible thing. The devil doesn't want to hear certain terms. There is power that emanates, power that is released. Power of the cross. When we say the cross is the epitome or the embodiment or the summary of everything that Jesus did. The totality of everything Jesus did. That's the cross. So when you hear the cross, we are not talking about the insignia. Is it insignia? What people, the cross that people put on their chains, their necks and all that. No. We are not talking about that one. Even though that one signifies something, it means that you believe in the cross. I'm not saying that don't wear cross chains or whatever. No. It's a sign that you are connected to the cross. Yes. You are connected to the cross. Look. When you declare the power of the cross, it is the totality of everything that Jesus came to do. If he had not gone to the cross, we are not and we shall never be. If Jesus had not gone to the cross, I am telling you, forget about your prayers. If Jesus had not gone to the cross, you have no hope. Look, the reason why you can keep on believing and not giving up is because Jesus has gone to the cross. Amen. He has paid the price. Amen. He said it is finished. Look, on the cross, Your sicknesses were paid for. Your diseases were paid for. Everything was paid for. Your expectations were paid for. There is nothing you can ask God and he will never give you. Because on the cross it was delivered. So the cross must deliver.
Amen.
I said the cross must deliver.
Amen.
The cross must deliver the kingdom of God. So you see, like I was saying yesterday, this month and for the second half of the month, we must become radical Christians. Please, don't beg for healing. Don't beg for anything that the cross has delivered. You must take it by faith and by force, FF. You must take it by faith and by force, FF. You must take it by faith and by force, FF. Take it by FF. Take it by FF. Take it by FF. Look, take that miracle by FF. Take that testimony by FF. Take your childbirth by FF. Take it. Take your breakthrough. Take your next level. Because the cross has delivered it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So take it by FF. Say, I take it by FF.
I take it by FF.
Say, I take it by FF.
I take it by FF.
Say, this month.
This month.
In the second half of the year.
In the second half of the year.
Whatever the cross.
Whatever the cross.
Has delivered to me.
Delivered to me.
I take it by
I
FF.
I take it by force.
I take it by
I
FF.
I take it by 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 faith.
I take it by faith.
And by force.
And by force.
By faith.
By faith.
And by force.
And by force.
And by fire.
By fire.
By faith.
By faith.
By force.
By force.
Somebody added by
and
fire.
By fire.
You see, it works. Look, child of God, you don't beg. You just take things. I pray that your faith will come to that level.
Amen.
I pray that your faith will come to that level. I pray that your faith will come to that level. I pray that your faith will come to that level. I pray that your faith will come to that level. Just reply.
Amen.
I pray that your faith will come to that level. Your faith will come to that level.
Amen. Your faith will come,
your faith will come to that level.
Amen.
Look, this morning we are praying. And this, and yes, I said Jesus Christ is the Lord, the authorizer. The Holy Spirit is the manifester. If there is any word that then is my own word. The Holy Spirit is the one who manifests. The Holy Spirit is the maker. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes things happen. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. He is the helper. He is the enabler. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus mandates him to act. Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the actor, the action. Jesus mandates him to act. Jesus mandates him to act. Then the third person, when it comes to the kingdom business, is who? Is you. You and I. And who are we? We are the enforcer. We are the actualizers. We are the enforcer. Let me tell you. We must command and then the Holy Spirit will make it happen. We must decree and the Holy Spirit will make it happen. We must pray and the Holy Spirit will make it happen. Therefore, this morning, we are declaring thy kingdom come. My God, yesterday, the Holy Spirit downloaded some powerful kingdom prayers. Say kingdom prayers.
Kingdom prayers.
Say this morning.
This morning.
We are going to pray kingdom prayers. We are going to pray kingdom prayers.
We are
going to pray kingdom prayers.
We are coming to pray kingdom prayers.
We are coming to pray kingdom prayers.
We are coming to pray kingdom prayers.
Thy kingdom come. TKC. Thy kingdom come. TKC. And heaven on earth. Ho. H-O-E. Ho. Hour of ho. Hour of TKC. And hour of ho. Month of June. Is hour of TKC and hour of ho. I welcome you to the hour of TKC and the hour of ho. Let me tell you, these things they work. Oh. You don't know how they work in the realms of the spirit. when we are mentioning things like this, as if we are playing, let me tell you, the angels are rejoicing. They are celebrating. And do you know something? The devil is holding the head and hitting the head on a metal, hitting the head. I have failed. I have failed. These people, they have gotten it. They have gotten it. They have gotten it. They have gotten it. That is why everyone must be filled with the Holy Spirit. On Sunday is the Holy Spirit day. Is the Holy Spirit day. We are going to lay hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit and anointing. I am going to anoint with the oil that I brought, the oil that has been blessed. I am going to lay hands and impart. Yesterday you anointed yourself with that oil. But Sunday, yes, my hands that were held, yes, and imparted, I'm going to use that hand to impact you. Please, don't joke again. I beg you, child of God, don't joke. I'm telling you, don't joke. Oh. This month is a month of acceleration. It's a month of speed. Look, it's a month of approval. When the kingdom of God comes, there is speed. The kingdom of God, heaven on earth, is a package. Say it's a package.
It's a package.
Say it is a package.
It is a package.
Say it is a package.
It is a package.
The kingdom of God and heaven on earth, it's a package. Look, when the kingdom come, heaven has come. I say when the kingdom come, heaven has come. Kingdom simply means the king's domain, the king's rulership, the realms that the king, our king is God, the realms that he rules. That's why Psalm 84 verse 11 says, God is a son. He is a son. He didn't say the son. He is of a son. So that the son people will not worship him. He will not worship the son. Yes, we are not to worship the son, but he is a son in the sense that is there any place that the sunlight cannot penetrate? Is there any place? Is there any place, even in darkness, the sunlight penetrates? The sun rises, they penetrate. And look at how hot the sun is. Even though according to geography, the sun is 93 million miles away. Not the earth mileage. We have space mileage. We have space mileage, which is very, very long. Space mileage, 93 million. If you bring it to earth mileage, it's in billions. Away. But can you, has anyone been able to open your eyes and look at the sun directly, especially in the afternoon? Can you? You cannot. You cannot. The heat. That is just to describe how God is. God lives in multitude of light. Multitude of light. Heat. You can't see him and live. Look, electricity is God. Electricity is God. That's how God is. Electricity. When you can't see, no flesh can see God and live. No, because the power that emanates, that is the God we serve. He is everywhere. But it is only those who acknowledge him. Let me tell you, child of God, the problems we are having, they have nothing to do with God. I'm telling you, the problems we are having, they are nothing to do with God. So stop blaming God and stop saying, God, why me? Why me? Why me? Why have you allowed this thing to be happening to me? Why? Why? No, 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 no. No. The problems we have are from four or five sources. Four or five sources. The problem we have are from four or five, sources. Number one, because we are living in this flesh. We are living in this flesh. We are carrying the flesh whose desires are contrary to the Holy Spirit. According to Galatians 5:16, the flesh, the desires of the flesh are contrary to that of the Holy Spirit. There are times the Holy Spirit will prompt you to fast. There are times the Holy Spirit will prompt you not to sleep, but to pray. Yesterday, I nearly prayed throughout the night. I'm telling you, the prayer, I was praying over 1 o'clock, I was praying. But I realized that I need to catch some sleep a little and then lead this morning podcast. So supposing I say, oh me, I'm tired. No, I can't fast. You see, the flesh has robbed you of a blessing that will come as a result of what? The Holy Spirit instruction. So the flesh. So we should want the desires of the flesh. That's why we have problems. Number two. Now, you see, let me say, the flesh has its own language. This flesh, it has its own language. The flesh has its own interpretation. Anything of the flesh is contrary to the spirit. Anything of the flesh is what? Contrary to the spirit. I'm telling you. Anything of the flesh is contrary to the spirit. They are always fighting. So, when you are making your choices by the flesh, that's why we say, when you get angry, don't speak in anger. Don't speak. Some people have spoken in anger and it has caused them. Sometimes me, myself, it has caused me and it is causing. When you are angry, watch what you do, because that is the flesh. Anger does not work the righteousness of God. So that is the flesh. You don't know me. What I will do to you, so and so, this and this and this, pa, 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 pa. And especially words. As for words, later you can regret and beg. But words, they don't die. They are alive. They stay in people's memory. Yes. So when you are angry, you don't take decisions. You don't make choices. When you are over happy, don't make promises to people. When you are over happy, don't make promises. I have a friend of mine. Anytime he meets me, oh, pastor. In my former church. Pastor, when will you be at home? This week, which day will you be at home? Pastor, I will come. I have a surprise for you. About 30-something years now, he hasn't delivered his surprise. Today, when was that? 2 years ago, we met at Accra Mall. Hey, Pastor, it's a long time. You know, I traveled to UK with my family. I was in UK for 5 years. I went to this other country and I said, well, I'm tired. I want to come. Hey, Pastor, where do you live now? I understand you are no more enough conditions. I said, yes. Where do you live? I said, oh, I told him where I live. And then my check. Okay. Then you put his finger on his mouth like this. Okay. In my head, I know that is zero. Is zero. Is zero. Is zero up to now. Is zero. Don't be like that. Number two, the problems we are having are because we are living in a fallen world, plagued with many evils and troubles. This world, Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you have many troubles. You have tribulations. I say this to you so that you may have peace. But in this world, sickness is only here. Disease is only here. Failure is only here. Tears are only here. Oh. It is only in this world. Here. This world there are tears. Oh. Things that will make you cry, they are here. So, the moment you are born in this world, you should know that once in a while you will cry. Once in a while, you will do what? Cry. Tears. Tears will come. It is a fallen world that is plagued with many evils and troubles. Note the word falling. It's a falling world, though. It's a falling world. It has fallen out of grace. Even though God is still in control of the world and in charge, the devil is largely controlled. Number three, the reason why we have a problem is because we are living in a world largely controlled by the devil. 1 John 5:19. The devil has led the whole world astray. He has led the whole world astray. 1 John 5:19 and Revelation 12:9. Yes, the devil is in full control, even though God is in charge. Yes. Then number four, the reason why we have problem is because the world is largely populated by the unsaved, greatly controlled by the devil. The world in which we live is largely populated by the unsaved and greatly controlled by the devil. Yes, how do I overcome all this? You need knowledge. You need to gain knowledge through the word of God. And what is that knowledge? According to Isaiah 4:6, we are destroyed by lack of knowledge. How do you overcome in this world? How do you live a victorious life? How do you live the kingdom life? Look, thy kingdom come. The kingdom has a language. The kingdom has a lifestyle. Somebody should write it. Kingdom life and kingdom language. If we want to live the, we are praying that thy kingdom come, then kingdom has a language. Kingdom has a lifestyle. We must align our tongues to the kingdom. We must align our actions to the kingdom. How do we overcome the problems? This is the message I preach at Triumph Assemblies of God. What I'm just sharing with you right now. And I'm telling you, fire fell. Fire fell. I'm telling you, fire fell. The pastor didn't want me to close. He gave me time, but he said, please, flow. Yes. How do you overcome all this? One, gain knowledge. Say knowledge. Gain knowledge through the word of God. Hosea 4:6 and Daniel 11:32. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of A, who you are in Christ. Our new image, our new identity. Knowledge of who you are. People don't know who they are. Let me tell you, after this powerful crossover and everything, today, some people are online. After this program, what is going to come out from the mouth of some people about their problem? Hey, Mewu. Hey, I am finished. Why me alone? You are finished indeed. Why me alone indeed? Let me tell you, not everybody was healed when Jesus came. Not everybody prospered when Jesus came. Even in his own town, he couldn't perform one miracle. Why? Because of familiarity. Because they don't know. Gain knowledge. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need to study the word of God. We need Sunday school. We need to study the word of God. We need Sunday school. We need to study the word. Please, study the word. Read the word for yourself. Oh. Stop chasing people. Stop chasing prophets and other people. Read the word. Go back and listen to the messages your pastors preach. Listen to this message. Listen to these prayers and pray them. Yes. When I visit this great man of God, anytime he's making declaration on me, he will ask me, are you recording? Because my words are not ordinary. I am not an ordinary human being. Look, Papa Uma Okpai, one thing that has entered into him. One day I will tell you how he got the power of God. Yes, he was in Assemblies of God. He was fornicating by heart. He was the youth pastor. Fornicating by heart. After choir practice, he would pick this lady behind the pulpit and fornicate. That was what he was doing. And then the pastor disciplined him. They put him at the back of the seat. Let me tell you, those of you, when we discipline people and you encourage them, you are part of their troubles in the future. You are part of their trouble. Oh, this church. Oh, why don't you leave? There are other churches you don't know. Uma Ukwai sat at the back of the church, the bench, for 1 year. After that, they sacked him from the church. He was sacked. He was sacked from the church. But he was still going. They told him, when you come, sit outside and listen. Don't enter. Then, one day, after fornicating with this girl, I am saying that he was born again, a youth pastor, but fornicating. After fornicating with this girl, when he finished, he said, today we are finished. We are finished. I want to serve God now. And the girl said, I will show you. The girl said, I will show you. In fact, actually, that was how he was disciplined. It was the girl who went and reported him. And they disciplined him, this and this and that. Do you know? He went to a bush, fasting and praying that, God, I've been rejected. Accept me. God, I've been rejected. He was there for weeks and months. People thought he was dead. They started looking for him because no one knows what he eats. And then one day, the light appeared. The Lord Jesus appeared to him. He said, my son, I have chosen you. Go in my power and manifest me to the nations. Wherever you stand, I've put my words in your mouth. I overshadow you. You are no more an ordinary person. Look, when he's talking, he will tell you, look, I am not an ordinary person. I am not ordinary. Yes, that thing went into him. You see, I've been saying that it is only Christians who are serious are those who have had encounters. If you haven't had encounter, there are different types of encounters. We have radical ones where you see light, and then we have inward one where you are heavily, deeply convicted. You are so convicted that, yes, we need encounter. If you have not had encounter, you will be a bojua Christian. You will not be a serious Christian. I'm telling you. And do you know what happened? They organized a crusade and the preacher didn't come. The preacher did not come. Big crusade. Then somebody said, let's bring Uma. And the person said, hey, see, I went there and I fell down. They went and brought Uma Opai from the bush. When Uma appeared, people started running away. They started leaving. They say, this fornicator, this man, though, come on, they started cursing him. Fornicator, look at him. Fornicator, fornicator, fornicator. We have sacked him from the church. Fornicator, fornicator. You know, the person who went to him was a deacon in the bush. Then he said, Pastor, please, this, please. Oh, come on. The choir started moving away. People started leaving. Uma, fornicator, fornicator. They invited him to pick the mic. When he, in fact, in the bush there, he started singing a song. That's why he sings. That was when Jesus appeared to him. So when he picked the mic, he started singing that song. As he started singing the song, cripples started walking. The blind started seeing. People started jumping from their wheelchair. Hey, there was pandemonium. He was just singing. He didn't preach. He was just singing. Miracles. People started. All the choir came back. The pastors came back. People came back. That was how Uma Opai became what he is today. He submitted to the discipline, but the church went overboard. Submission is, so you see, what am I saying? Gain knowledge of who you are. Gain knowledge of your position. Your position, your position, not just who you are. Gain knowledge of your position in Christ. John 1:12, Romans 8:14. Gain knowledge of your position in Christ. And two, you must also wage war. Wage war with this knowledge against the forces that oppose our new identity and image. Ephesians 6:11-12. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Wage war. After gaining knowledge, wage war. And three, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Then number four, walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Submit your will, your ways to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in everything. Today I'm going to take your time. Five, be prayerful. Luke 18:1. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17, be prayerful. Be prayerful. Become a prayer river. a prayer river that is working. We should focus our prayer on God, acknowledging Him, like we are praying right now. Thy kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name. Pray against the adversary to stay away from your legacy. Hallelujah. You see, so we are praying right now. We are praying that kingdom come. We are praying that kingdom come. I've shared all these things so that, look, from this 2nd June, we must be radical. Radical, we must be drastic. We must become radical Christian. Not, why me alone? But look, you'll be left behind. There, look, Jesus said it is finished. He has nothing else to do. You don't have to beg for your healing. You don't have to beg for your promotion. You don't have to beg for anything, because it has been paid for. It has been delivered by the cross, at the cross. Yes, that's why we take communion. Communion is the evidence of the delivery. Look, have high hope and live a sacrificial life. As I've said, what brings the kingdom of God down? Four things I mentioned that manifest the kingdom of God. Faith, walking by faith, obedience, sacrifice. Sunday, I will repeat it. Sacrifice. Learn to sacrifice. Serve God by sacrifice. And then service. Render service. Look, do things that even nobody will say thank you. Look, let me tell you. Anything you do and nobody sees to say thank you, that's the greatest blessing. I am telling you, that is where the greatest blessings are. When nobody sees and say thank you, heaven comes down. Yes. I know a billionaire woman. I was praying with her. Do you know what she does? I won't mention the company. If I mention right now, I say, hey, so this woman owns this company. People think it's the government, because the government, all the government, they're always doing business with her. She's not the one. It's not the government. She owns the company. Yes. Every Thursday she fasts. She doesn't go to work, because Thursdays are her day. She will fast and pray. She was attending one Assemblies of God Church, Evangel. She fast and pray. And you know, she was an usher there. Those days when I used to go there and preach, she ushers me. She would take my Bible, this and this and this and that. Later, something, I pray a prayer, I just heard, and back, a testimony came and something, then she got connected to me. So every Thursday we meet and pray at her office. When she prays at Evangel, she will leave a big amount in the offering bowl. Big amount. They always come and find a big amount, which is sometimes the offering of the whole church for Sunday. Then one day they time, they position the watchman there. The watchman was watching, standing somewhere watching. When this woman finished praying, she went and put the offering. And then the watchman went and told the pastor, and quickly after she was gone, the watchman went and watched. Then the watchman told the pastor, I've seen who is Madame so-and-so. They call her. They say, yes, but it is not your business. It's my God. Please say, my Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
This morning. I thank you for the day.
I am praying heaven on earth. Holy Spirit.
This morning.
Let us experience.
Heaven on earth.
This month.
The month of June. Deliver heaven on earth. Deliver thy kingdom come.
You man of June.
Deliver to me. This month of June 2022. Blessed Holy Spirit.
Let my family
experience
that kingdom come.
Heaven on earth.
Let my family
experience
that kingdom come.
Heaven on earth.
Let my family.
Let my health.
Let my health.
Let my health.
Let my marriage.
Let my marriage.
Let my husband.
Let my wife.
Let my children.
Let my children.
Let my home experience
that kingdom come.
Heaven on earth.
Let my kingdom come. heaven on earth,
heaven on
thy
earth,
kingdom come,
thy kingdom heaven come, on earth, heaven on
thy
earth,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom
heaven
come,
on earth,
heaven on
let
earth,
my joy,
let my joy,
let my joy,
let my joy,
let my career,
let my career,
let my business,
let my business,
let my investment,
let my investment
experience,
experience,
thy kingdom
thy
come,
kingdom
heaven
come,
on earth,
heaven on
thy
earth,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom
heaven
come,
on earth,
heaven on
thy
earth,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom
heaven
come,
on earth,
heaven on
thy
earth,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom
heaven
come,
on earth,
heaven on
let
earth,
my body,
let my body,
let my womb,
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 for those who are looking for children,
let my womb,
let my womb, even
though
my mercies
are gone,
have ceased,
yet,
let my womb,
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 let my womb, experience,
experience,
that kingdom come,
that kingdom come,
that kingdom come,
kingdom
heaven on earth,
heaven on
earth, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
give unto me,
give unto me,
kingdom healing,
kingdom healing,
kingdom healing,
kingdom healing,
give my womb,
give my womb,
kingdom healing,
kingdom healing,
kingdom set up,
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 kingdom healing,
kingdom healing,
kingdom deliver,
kingdom deliver,
give my body,
give my body,
kingdom healing,
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 kingdom deliver,
kingdom deliver,
kingdom deliver,
kingdom healing,
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 kingdom deliver,
kingdom deliver,
for I am a kingdom citizen,
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 the blood of Jesus Christ,
the blood of Jesus,
the power of the cross,
the power of
has authorized me,
has authorized
to experience,
to experience
the kingdom of God,
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 I am a candidate,
I am a candidate
of the kingdom of God,
the kingdom of God,
I am a candidate,
I am a
of the kingdom of God,
of the kingdom
let
of God,
thy kingdom,
let thy kingdom,
let thy kingdom,
let thy kingdom,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
let thy kingdom,
heaven on earth,
deliver,
deliver
my childbirth,
my childbirth,
deliver,
deliver
my childbirth,
my miracle,
deliver,
deliver
my miracle,
my miracle,
my miracle,
my miracle,
my childbirth,
my miracle,
my miracle childbirth,
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 my miracle
childbirth, my miracle
babies,
my miracle children,
my miracle babies,
my miracle children,
my miracle children,
my miracle
children,
my miracle job,
my miracle,
my miracle contract,
my miracle,
my miracle contract,
my miracle,
my miracle breakthrough,
my miracle,
my miracle breakthrough,
my miracle,
my miracle breakthrough,
my miracle
open door,
my miracle
open door,
my miracle,
my miracle connection,
my miracle
common connection,
and common connection,
and common connection,
and common connection,
and common connection,
let thy kingdom,
let thy kingdom,
let thy kingdom,
deliver,
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 thy kingdom,
thy kingdom delivery,
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 thy kingdom protection,
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 thy kingdom prosperity,
thy kingdom prosperity,
thy kingdom prosperity,
thy kingdom prosperity,
thy kingdom provision,
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 thy kingdom power,
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 Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
manifest,
manifest,
thy kingdom break,
thy kingdom break through,
thy kingdom break,
thy kingdom break through,
thy kingdom break,
thy kingdom break through,
thy kingdom open doors,
thy kingdom open doors,
thy kingdom open doors,
thy kingdom open doors,
thy kingdom victory,
thy kingdom victory,
thy kingdom victory,
thy kingdom victory,
thy kingdom blessings,
thy kingdom blessings,
thy kingdom blessings,
thy kingdom blessings,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
manifest to me,
manifest to me,
thy kingdom opportunities,
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 thy kingdom businesses,
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 thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
manifest to me,
manifest to me,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom jobs,
thy kingdom contracts,
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 Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
manifest to me,
manifest
to me, thy kingdom healing,
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 thy kingdom deliverance,
thy kingdom deliverance,
thy kingdom deliverance,
thy kingdom deliverance,
thy kingdom fulfillment,
thy kingdom fulfillment,
thy kingdom fulfillment,
thy kingdom celebration,
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 thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration,
thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom
celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration, thy kingdom celebration,
Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the manifestation, thy kingdom come, manifestation. I need it, Lord. Manifest, yes, Lord. The kingdom come. And the yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Say, blessed Holy Spirit.
Blessed Holy Spirit.
Let thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom come.
Anointing.
Anointing.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Let thy kingdom come.
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 Let thy kingdom come. Oil.
Let thy kingdom come. Oil.
Locate me.
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 Let thy kingdom come.
Acceleration and speed.
Acceleration
and speed.
Let thy kingdom come.
Accelerate
my testimony.
Accelerate
the fulfillment
of my prophetic word.
The fulfillment
of my destiny.
The fulfillment
of my dream.
Let thy kingdom come.
Accelerate.
Give speed.
In manifestation
to my testimony,
to my dream,
to my destiny,
Accelerate.
Let this month.
Of June.
Reject.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
New month of June.
Reject.
Anything.
Of the devil.
Any weapon.
Of the devil.
Every agent.
Of the devil.
Every incantation.
Every invocation.
Every curse.
Every evil utterance.
Against me.
From the camp of the devil.
Month of June.
Reject it.
Block it.
Don't allow it to land
against me
and the children of God
and the church.
The Holy Spirit.
This month of June.
You this month of June.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
And the power of the cross.
You month of June.
You are commanded. Against the spell of witchcraft.
Shut your gates.
Against me.
Any evil projection.
Any evil utterance.
Incantations.
incantations,
invocations,
curses
that are released, from demonic altars,
enshrined, demonic altars, enshrined, ancestral powers, generational powers.
Shut the evil channel. Shut them. Evil channels in my mind.
Shut them. Amen.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let every entry point
into my home
manifest thy kingdom come.
Heaven, yes Lord,
yes. Every entry point manifest thy kingdom come.
My spiritual gate, my physical gate, financial gate, economic gate, career gate, social gate, health gate, manifest thy kingdom come, heaven on earth.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the cross.
By the power of the cross.
Let thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom come.
Fight my battles.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say by the power of the cross.
By the power of the cross.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
And the power of the cross.
And the power of the cross.
Let thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom come.
Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
In this month of June.
In this month of June.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Spiritual obstacles.
Spiritual obstacles.
Legal obstacles.
Legal obstacles.
Yes, Lord.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Financial obstacles.
Financial obstacles.
Satanic obstacles.
Satanic
obstacles. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom
in
come.
In heaven on earth.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Clear my path.
Clear my path.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
Of obstacles.
The month of June.
Month of
June. No obstacles.
No obstacles.
Let thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom.
Let thy kingdom come.
Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Of spiritual
of
obstacles.
Spiritual obstacles.
Of legal
of
obstacles.
Legal obstacles.
Of human obstacles.
Of human obstacles.
Of financial obstacles.
Of satanic obstacles.
Of satanic obstacles.
Of witchcraft obstacles.
Of witchcraft
of
obstacles.
Demonic obstacles.
Of demonic obstacles.
Clear my way.
Clear my way.
Of obstacles.
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 Anything. Anything.
That is an obstacle.
That is an obstacle.
To my progress.
To my progress.
To my next level.
To my next level.
In the month of June.
In the month of
let
June.
Thy kingdom
let
come.
Thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom
let
come.
Let thy kingdom come.
In heaven on earth.
Heaven on
let
earth.
Let thy kingdom
let
come.
Let thy kingdom
heaven
come.
On earth.
Heaven on earth.
Create, create.
Create, create.
Create.
Clear obstacles.
Clear obstacles.
Clear obstacles.
Clear obstacles.
Clear obstacles.
Obstacles in my
obstacles
marriage.
Obstacles in my marriage.
Obstacles.
Obstacles.
That are making
that
my marriage.
Making my
not
marriage.
To work well.
Not to work
obstacles.
Well. Obstacles.
That are making.
That are making.
My marriage.
My marriage.
Not to work well.
Not to work
obstacles.
Well. Obstacles.
Resisting.
Resisting.
Childbirth.
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 Delay.
Delay.
Childbirth.
Childbirth.
Somebody obstacles. Online is going to get
release.
Pregnant.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody online is going to get pregnant right now. Hey,
amen.
Somebody online,
yes, Lord.
You are getting pregnant right now.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any obstacle, preventing.
Yes, Lord. Preventing childbirth. Yes, Lord.
Childbirth. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Clear that obstacle.
People's wedding, declare by thy kingdom come, heaven on earth, obstacles. Preventing, financiers, customers, sponsors, businesses, contracts. Clear them. Any obstacle. Robbing me of a fulfilling life, of a peaceful life, of a joyful life, of a pleasant life, of a celebrated life. Any obstacle, thy kingdom come, heaven on earth, Clear it.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, If you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.